Good morning, 105.7 Plain and Faith. It's foggy out there.
Yeah, we got some freezing fog out there. An advisory in effect till about 10 a.m. It's about 23 degrees outside. We could see a high of 35.
Oh, it's Smith and McLean's Leftovers.
Well, ladies, here's your chance. Sebastian Bach is back on the market. That's right. After almost 20 years of marriage, Sebastian and his wife, Maria, are filing for divorce. Apparently, just hours after announcing his divorce on New Year's Eve, the Skid Row frontman did the only thing you can do in that situation.
He went out and got laid.
He got drunk, and he sang Don't Stop Believin' in some dive bar in New Jersey. And being the stud that he is, some skanky chick was licking the sweat off his face as he performed the Journey song.
That's just, oh, God.
Nice picture.
TMZ has learned Oksana has just made an explosive allegation under oath that she has never made before, that Mel Gibson beat her during sex. Sources tell TMZ during Oksana's deposition the other day in her custody war with Mel, she testified that Mel had problems performing but beat her. Now, the claim, never uttered a peep, has claimed that Mel struck her on January 6th. So, I mean, the next thing she's going to say in the next deposition is that he eats children and he almost ate hers.
Well, you know those power balance bracelets?
Yeah.
Total BS.
Uh-huh.
No, duh. Well, if you still don't understand how those super trendy power balance bracelets make you into a better athlete, it's because they don't. According to a new lawsuit obtained by TMZ, there's a class action lawsuit filed this week in L.A. County Superior Court. It alleges consumers were duped into believing the hologram embedded band was scientifically proven to enhance balance, flexibility, and strength. There was just one small problem. There is no proof to back those claims. In fact, the suit claims Power Balance honchos admitted they had no credible scientific evidence. So Power Balance needs to shell out more than $5 million to make things right with consumers.
Need to send that to my ex-wife.
Oh, she believes in those.
How's this for a turn of events? The woman who filed that battery report against Lindsay last month is now saying to the Palm Desert
payoff.
Don Holland, who was fired from Betty Ford after her run-in with Linz, they just need to...
That's involved?
I sure hope so.
A little something-something. Well, apparently Michael Jackson's kids watched their father die.
Wow.
Yeah, in the second day of testimony in Dr. Conrad Murray's preliminary hearing, one of MJ's former employees says the singer's children watched their dad die as the doctor tried to revive him. Alberto Alvarez says the Paris screamed, "Daddy," and she started crying. And just as Michael Jackson's kids entered the room, the good doctor was trying to revive him, and he told the kids, "Get the hell out." Well, Dr. Murray has been charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of the pop icon.
Boy, I tell you what, nothing goes... there isn't a day that...